I guess in the wilderness, you're running from a lot of animals that are trying to eat and kill you. That's pretty much similar to the music industry.
Who knew surviving the outback would help the Chambers family survive in music? But they continue on with the latest team effort, an album from Casey Chambers and her husband, Shane Nicholson. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, Rita Houston here. Casey Chambers is a songwriting star in Australia, with her musical foundation built by a steady diet of classic country and years in her family's group, the Dead Ringer Band. Solo success followed with her debut, The Captain. But now Casey's added another name to the album cover, Shane Nicholson. He's also her husband and a songwriter in his own right, so there's really no avoiding making music at home. What they did choose to avoid in making the album Rattlin' Bones was stale harmony singing and overproduction. And when Casey and Shane spoke with FUV's Alisa Ali, she also asked about another thing missing from their music, an Australian accent.
I guess we're from down south, but just a much further down south than where it probably sounds like. Right. Just keep going south, 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 and then you'll hit us eventually. Yeah, I mean, look, I guess because we all grew up listening to mostly American music, it kind of sounds a bit weird to us when people sing in an Australian accent. It sounds kind of different. My dad brought me up listening to a lot of Hank Williams and the Carter Family, Jimmy Rogers, that stuff with that real southern accent. So I think I just naturally sort of sing like that. I don't even really think about it, but it must be odd to listen to me talk and then hear me say can't instead of can't.
Could you sing with an Australian accent if you tried?
I don't think I could.
I would have to really think about it. Yeah. Force myself to do it, and it wouldn't feel natural.
I'm a by the street light, where the night begins.
I'm an old house, barely breathing, as the walls fall in.
It's not time to be slowing down. It's not time to be turning around.
I love the harmonies on this record. It's just your voices blend so nicely together.
Thanks.
Cool, thanks. It was a big part of this album for us writing this record. We had that in mind. You know, we really wrote it for two voices. That was the whole point of this album. We've often sung on each other's songs before, but to actually write an album with two vocalists in mind was a really different kind of experience,
yeah.
You know.
We wanted each song to kind of be like it couldn't live without the two vocals, you know. I don't think any of these songs would really sound right if they just had one person singing on them, you know. I mean, yeah, that was a real conscious decision whilst writing the album.
Did that come natural to you, like getting those harmonies just so, or did it take
not
a lot of practice?
Not to me, Shane. I think you sort of have written a bit more like that before, haven't you? But
I enjoy that side of, you know, music. But it wasn't that it was unnatural, it was just trying to find new and interesting ways to do it. And we kind of purposefully wrote outside those boundaries and tried to do slightly different things with our voices.
When a dust and rattling bones.
That's Casey Chambers and Shane Nicholson with a live version of Rattlin' Bones, the title track from their debut duo album. You can hear the complete conversation and performance in our online archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.